The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simon Pei Beis of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of transferring among domains. Halacha Aleph, Birshus HaRabim UbeKarmelis. We already defined the different domains of Birshus HaRabim and the Karmelis in the previous siman. So he says that in Birshus HaRabim and the Karmelis, Asur Letalto, Shum Dava Dalud Amos. It is forbidden to carry any item for Amos. Bein Loses Oso, whether it is actually being carried, Bein Lizrok Oso, or by throwing it for Amos, Bein Lahoshit Oso, or by passing it for Amos, all of these things are Aser. Now, it should just be pointed out that if it is a bona fide Rosh Hashanah, then the violation will be Min HaTorah. However, if the area is merely a Karmelis, so then the violation would be rabbinic. Ulatautulo eze pa'amim pachas pachas midal amos, to move it with small movements each time less than 4 amos, gamkein asur, this is also forbidden. However, we will find that there will be under certain extenuating circumstances where one would be allowed to transfer something in a Karmelis if it's less than 4 amos at a time. Halacha Beis. Asur loses o lizrok o lahoshit. It is forbidden to carry or to throw or to pass shum davar, anything, merishus hayochid l'rishus harabim, from a private domain to a public domain, o l'karmelis, or from a private domain to a karmelis. V'chein, and it is similarly going to be forbidden, merishus harabim, o mekarmelis, l'rishus hayochid, to transfer something from a public domain or from a karmelis to a rishus hayochid. V'chein, merishus harabim l'karmelis, o mekarmelis l'rishus harabim. It is also forbidden to transfer something from rishus harabim to a karmelis, or vice versa. We pointed out in the previous siman that a karmelis picks up the stringencies of both a rishus hayochid and of rishus harabim. Therefore, it is viewed as the worst of both worlds, and therefore you cannot transfer anything either within a karmelis or from a karmelis to either Rosh Hashanah or to Rosh Hashanah, or from Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah to a karmelis. Aval Mokom Ptur, but as far as a Mokom Ptur is concerned, which we defined in the previous siman, Mutar Lahotzi Ulahachnes Mimenu Rosh Hashanah Ula Rosh Hashanah Ula Karmelis, one would be allowed to take out and to bring in from there to Rosh Hashanah, or to Rosh Hashanah, or to a Karmelis. Umehem lesocho, and from any of these domains into a Mokom Ptur. Ubilvad shelo yitalto asachefetz dalad amis b'Rosh Hashanah o b'Karmelis, as long as one is careful not to transfer an item for amos within the Rosh Hashanah or the Karmelis when it is being placed on or from the Mokom Ptur. Ulefishi yesh harbe chilukim mahu Rosh Hashanah umahu Karmelis umahu Rosh Hashanah, since there are so many details about defining these various domains, milvad elo shekesavnu b'simen shelefnezer, besides for all of those that we wrote in the previous siman, l'chein be'ir she'enam mitukenes be'eruvin, a city which is not set up with eruvin there, someone who is not an expert in the laws of the Rishuyos has to be careful shelo yitaltu shum chefetz mimokam shumunach l'mokam hacholok yimeno, that he should never move any item from the place that it is resting to some other location, ki im bimkomos shehetar barulo, except in those places that it is obvious to him that it is permissible. Halacha Gimel. We will now discuss some of the fundamental aspects of the Malacha of Hotza'ah, which can be found in the Mishnah and Shabbos. Netilas HaChefetz Mimkom Shehu Munach Nikreis Akira. Taking an item from the place that is resting, it is called Akira. Literally, it means uprooting. V'hanachas HaChefetz, and putting down an article, Nikreis Hanacha. It's called Hanacha, which literally means placing down. V'gam Akira Belo Hanacha, O Hanacha Belo Akira, Asura Lasosa. To perform an Akira without Hanacha, or Hanacha without an Akira, is forbidden to do. Now this requires some explanation. Min HaTorah, in order for one to be in violation of Hotzah, whether they are doing it from one domain to another, meaning from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or if they are transferring four amas within the Rosh Hashanah, as we described in the first Seif, in all of these cases, it would be necessary for it to be prohibited, for there to be an Akira and a Hanacha done. Which means one is not Chayiv unless he does an Akira, he does the transfer, and he does the Hanacha. So let's just take an example of this. What happens if Reuven is in a Rosh HaYachid? He does the Akira by picking up an article there, and then he throws it out the window, and Shimon catches it. So Shimon is the one doing the Hanacha. Reuven did the Akira, and Min HaTorah, neither of them would be Chayiv. Or, in a case that Reuven is in a Rosh HaRabim, he picks something up from the floor, and he starts walking with it. So he did the Akira, he's walking, he walks more than four amas, but he doesn't stop walking until after Shabbos is over, which means he never did a Hanacha on Shabbos. So there too, he would not be Chayiv. Or, if Reuven picked up a chefetz in, picked up an article in the Rosh HaYachid, and he walked more than four amas, and then he passed it while he is still walking, he didn't stop, he passes it to Shimon, while Shimon is walking, Shimon walks more than four amas, he puts it down, he makes the Hanacha, neither of them is Chayiv. Why? Because Reuven did the Akira and walked four amas, Shimon walked four amas and did the Hanacha, neither of them did both the Akira and Hanacha, so therefore neither of them will be Chayiv. Now that's all Min HaTorah. But Min Rabbanan is forbidden to transfer something, even if it is merely an Akira without a Hanacha, or if it is Hanacha without an Akira, so therefore all of the previous cases would still be prohibited to do. And the reason was because Chazal were afraid that if someone does the Akira without the Hanacha, that they might end up doing the Hanacha also. So he says, "V'lochein aser liYisrael sheyiten legoy eza chefetz liyadai." It is forbidden for a Jew to put into the hand of a non-Jew any article, sheyotzio mir shesiyachad Rosh Hashanah, so that the non-Jew will transfer it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah o lekarmelis, ki haYisrael osa b'ze es akira, because the Jew is performing the akira. Ela hagoy ba'atzma yikach es achefetz, rather the non-Jew himself should take the article, and he should do all acts of the transfer. Similarly, let's say a non-Jew brings an article to the home of a Jew. Lo yikacheo haYisrael miyado. The Jew is not allowed to take it from his hands. Ki bezeh osa haYisrael es haHanacha, because with this the Jew would be doing the Hanacha. Ella haGoy ba'atzmo yoniach es haChefetz. The non-Jew himself should take the article and put it down himself. V'tzrichen li'zar b'zeh b'tinok, and you should be careful about this with a child. Shehagoya noses osa l'beis haknesses limo. If the non-Jewish woman brings the child, brings a baby to the shul in order to have a bris milah, shetikach ba'atzma es ha'tinok b'bayis, that she herself should take the baby in the house. Ubevon el chatzer ole Ezra's beis hakneses, and when they come to the courtyard of the shul, tanicheo, she should put the baby down. V'tikacheo Yisraelis, and the Jew should pick the child up, because this way it's avoiding having the Jew do the akira or the hanacha. It should be pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah paskins that altogether it's forbidden to ask a non-Jew to bring the baby to the shul, even for the case of bris milah. Halacha dalid. Now we will discuss under what circumstances does a courtyard have to be adjusted in order to make sure that it is a rishus hayachid. He says, chatzer sheyesh bo pirtza. If there's a courtyard which has a breach in the partition, im nishar min hamechitza b'tzad echad rochav dalet tvachim begova yutvachim min hakarka, if there remains on the one side of the breach in the fence an area of enclosure which is 4 tvachim in width and 10 tvachim in height from the ground, oh shenisha mishnei tzidei hamechitza bechot sad rochav tefach begova yutvachim, or there remains on both sides of the mechitza, meaning both sides of the breach, on each side a width of at least one tefach and a height of 10 tefachim, azai, then we say im ein bapiritza yosa mi esa amos. If the breach is not more than 10 amos, ein atzarech shum tikun, it does not require any fixing up, ki hapiritza hazos nechsheves kimo pesach, because this breach will qualify as merely a doorway, an opening. However, if the breach is more than 10 amos, and similarly, if there was not left on one side of the mechitza, meaning one side of the breach, a width of 4 amos, or from each side a width of one tefach and a height of 10, umikoshchein im nifratz bimelow, and all the more so if it is totally breached, dahainu she'ein shum mechitza b'tzad echad kazeh, that there's no barrier at all on one side, and he has a picture of a basically of a ches where there are three partitions going around, and on the fourth side there's nothing. Azai afilo ein bepirtza rak gimel tvachim, even if the breach, the opening, has merely 3 tvachim, asurin letalto b'chatzazer, it is forbidden to carry things within this chatzer, ad sheyisaknu oso shom, until you do something to fix it up so that it can qualify as a rishus hayochid. V'atikun hamufchar hu, and the most ideal way to fix it up, b'tzuras ha-pesach, is with a tzuras ha-pesach, which means that you build the structure of a doorway, which we will describe. V'im darim sham shnei balibatim ayoser, and if within the courtyard there are two different families that live there, at least, tzrichon od lasos eruv chatzeros, you would also need to make an eruv chatzeros v'yavar mitoshem b'simin tzadi dalad, which will be described later on in simin tzadi dalad. In simin hay, we continue with the laws of the pirtza, of the breach that is in the partition of a courtyard. He says, Zeshel Marnu, Dim Ein Bepirtza Shebechotzer, Yoser Miyud Amos. This that we said, that if the breach in the courtyard wall is not more than 10 Amos, Nechshav Kimo Pesach, then we view it merely as being a doorway, Ve'ein Sarach Tikon, in which case it does not require any fixing up, Zehu rak bepirtsa achas. This is merely with a single breach. Avo bishtayim o yoser. But if you're dealing with two or more such breaches, tzrichen shiyehei ha'omed hanishar al kol panim kimo ha'paritz. Then you need to have, at the very least, to have the solid partition part of it to be at least as much as taking at least as much space as the breach does. Aval, however, im hoya haparetz meruba al haomed, if you would have there to be more breach, more airspace than solid partition, then the rule is that kol shehapirtza yoser migimel tvachim, as long as the breach would be more than tvi tvachim, tzricha tikun, you would have to fix it up somehow. So either you would have to put more omed, put more substance there, so that it would be more wall than breach, or to make sure that any breach would be less than three tvachim. Halacha vav. We previously said that in certain circumstances, the way to fix up a breach in the partition of a chatzer would be by making a tsuras ha-pesach. Literally, this means to make the form of a doorway. Now, this is a halachic concept. It's something which is conceptual. And the halacha states that when you have a tsuras ha-pesach, when you have a conceptual doorway, since it resembles a door frame, therefore we view it as being a mere opening as an entrance, and even if the opening is very wide, it would still be halachically considered an enclosure. So he says, Mahu tzuras ha-pesach, what qualifies as having the form of a opening? Noetz kana mikan umikan, you implant a beam on the two sides. Ko echad lo pachos migova asara tvachim, each one would have the height that is no less than 10 tvachim. V'nosein aleim kana ochut, and you put upon them either a reed or a string. Vitzarach shiyeh hakana o hachut dafka al roshayin, and this reed or string have to be go directly over the two beams. V'lo min hatzdadim, and not from the sides. V'im tochav masmoras b'roshay hakanim, and if nails are inserted into the head of these beams, v'korech hachut aleihem, and then the string is wrapped around them, shaper dami, so then that is fine. V'tzorech shekol kone lo yehei rochok min hamechitza gimel tvachim, and each of these two beams have to be no further than three tvachim from the mechitza itself. And it can't be within three tvachim of the ground. Ubishas hatchak, and under extenuating circumstances, she efshalasas tsuras ha-pesach, that one cannot make this tsuras ha-pesach, rak binyan shehakonim yiru rechokim minaksolam gimot tvachim, except in a way that there's no choice. The beams are going to be more than three tvachim away from the barriers. Yesh lahakel, so then there's still grounds to be lenient and permitted to say that this qualifies as a tzuras ha-pesach, and therefore it's as if it's a solid wall going around. So what's amazing thing about the tzuras ha-pesach is that really you could make these conceptual walls going around a very large area, even though there are no walls at all you need is a bunch of beams and string, and perhaps a nail to wrap it around. And then that qualifies as turning an area into a Rishus HaYochid. This is the basis for what people refer to as an Erev, sometimes a community-wide Erev often will just consist of these poles and strings because they work as a Tzuras HaPesach. Now, there are many details about what is acceptable for the Tzuras HaPesach, for the beams or the poles and the strings on top. We're going to go through just a few of them. Of course, there's much, much more to discuss in this complex topic. So let's start with the poles that are holding up the string. So the rule is that the poles must go straight up. They cannot be diagonal. They can't be bent. They can't lean in any direction. They're supposed to go straight, totally vertical. Ideally, the string or the wire that goes from one pole to the other should be going straight across. It should be totally horizontal, which would mean that ideally the poles should be of equal height. None of these poles may be placed in an area which is enclosed by a wall, and the poles are lechatchila should not be underneath any type of pitikra, any type of roof that's hanging over on top of it. The poles themselves must reach the ground or within 3 tvachim from the ground, and overall they have to be at least 10 tvachim in height. However, they cannot be made from separate pieces, so that the pole itself has to go straight from the floor all the way up to at least 10 tvachim of height, and it cannot have multiple pieces attached so that no one piece goes all the way down. Now, as far as the string that's used on top, first of all, usually they use a wire because it is going to be firm, it's going to be strong. You want to make sure that's strong enough that it would not get blown away, especially when there's a upcoming storm. Now, the wire itself should be taut. We don't want it to sag. If it does sag, if it goes down for at least 3 tvachim, so then that might passel the entire structure. The wire should go straight from one pole to the other, and it should not have anything in between that should push it out of the way, such as a tree. It is acceptable for the poles to be attached to a tree. Still, the bottom of the pole has to either hit the ground or at least be within 3 tvachim from the ground. Now, based on the complexities that are involved in constructing the Tzuras HaPesach, it should be obvious that it should not be attempted by anyone who is not very proficient on the topic.